Gemara says like this. Again, Moser Rav Shimi Baraba. It says, if the person was the Kohen, you made a Nisa Neder, not to have enjoyment from him, and he was a Kohen. Still it says, Yisrok Olav Adam Chatos of Adam HaShomoy. It says he's allowed to make your Kabonis. So the Chura, why? The Chura, by regular Kabonis, you have to have Das, he's our Shliach. So why is it Mutter? So it has to be because they're not considered our Shliach, but rather they're Shliach of Hashem. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof. I'll tell you here what it means is Dam Chatose Shal Mitzayra for Dam Hashem Shal Mitzayra. Maybe it's only by a korban of a Mitzayra that the Kohen can bring it for you, even though the Mitzayra made a Nisa Neder not to have a German from the Kohen. Why? Like we had before, the Siv, Zois Tia Teres HaMitzayra Ben Godel Ben Kotin. Here also it says the Pasuk Zois Tia Teres HaMitzayra with Mitzayra, which we bring in means whether the Mitzayra is a Kotin or a Godel, we bring his Kabonis. If the guy is a Kotin, how could we bring a carbon for him? If we need his Das, we have to be a Shliach, a Kotin doesn't have Das. So that's a proof by these Kabonis of a Metzorah, which is only a carbon of a Mechusa Kippurim, in order to be Matim Tikotchim, so such Kabonis don't need Das. Since they don't need Das, there when the Kohen brings it for you, he's not called the Kohen as your Shliach, because he doesn't need your Das. So only these Kabonis could be a Kohen as Mutter to bring. But maybe other Karbonis, like a Karbon Chattis, we did in Aveira, or a Karbon Oila, there maybe the Kohen is also. So Tanan, come and bring another proof. We had a Mishnah in the Megiddon says like this, HaKahanim ShePiglu BaMigdash, a Kohen that was bringing Karbonis in the base of Migdash, ShePiglu, he had the wrong Machshava, Bishas he made the Zrika of the Karbon, he had a Machshava, teach the Karbon the wrong time, or the wrong place. So the loch is the whole korban becomes possible, even though the korban doesn't belong to the kohen. The kohen now is bringing a korban for Yisrael. Still, the loch is the kohenim shepiglu the migdash is mezidim. If they do it the mezid chayovim, the kohen is chayiv. He's like a mazik. The kohen is ruining the Yisrael's korban. Hashegigin mashma if the kohen is a shegig though, like the kohen himself made a mistake and didn't realize that he's doing the machshava of Pigul, so it says Peturim. Then the Kohen is potter, is not called a mazik. Elo she Pigul on Pigul, but the Pigul the Kohen had, he had the wrong thoughts. The Shas was making either the Shechita or the Zrika, he had the wrong thoughts to eat it at the wrong time, the wrong place, so the Pigul is still Chal. So even though the Kohen is only a Shegeg, he doesn't realize what he's doing, still it's awesome. So the Ran says the Raya really is from Shogig, because from Mezid there's no proof. Even if you want to say he's supposed to be our Shliach, and if he's doing it, Ben Mezid, so we don't want him to be a Shliach, but the Klal is a person could Aser Dov Hashem Nishaloi, even though the thing doesn't belong to you, if you do it, Ayidei Maisa. Like here, the Kohen is doing a Maisa Shchita, Maisa Zrik in the Korban, so with his Machshavik it passes the Korban. So Ben Mezid it's okay. The question is b'shoigeg. B'shoigeg, the Kohen doesn't realize that he's doing it. See, Yarmut, if you want to tell me b'shleim eshluchid eshmai hevei, that whenever a Kohen brings a korban for Yisrael, it's never the pshat that he's our shliach. He's a shluach to Shemaya. He's like Hashem's shliach. He's bringing the korban for Hashem. So therefore, I know shepigul and pigul. Therefore, even though he's doing like a chet, he's making a pigul, and he's making the korban posel, still he has the right to do it. Because for Hashem, he's still a shliach for Hashem. Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me, shlucha didan hevei, that when a kohen brings a korban, he's bringing the korban for us, he's our shliach, if so, am I pigul and pigul? So if so, if the kohen is only doing it b'shoigeg, why do we say that pigul is a good pigul? Lei malei, l'chur b'shoigeg means that he himself doesn't realize he's doing it. So he's not really doing his own action. Just that since he's a shliach, so he's doing this for the Yisrael. So it's called the Kor, the Avodah was done. But as a Shliach for Yisrael, we should have a Kasha, Lei Malei. Why can't the Yisrael say back to this Kohen, Shlicha Shavisicha, Litkuni Vlei Lavosi. There's always a Svara, when do I make you a Shliach to do something good for me? Litkuni, if you want to bring my Korban, to bring it the right way, for that I make you a Shliach. Okay, you can bring it. But there's always a klal, v'loy lavosi. I don't make you a shliach to do something bad for me. The second you're doing something bad for me, you're like not my shliach anymore. So if the Kohen has to be the shlich of the Yisrael, when the Kohen is doing the Aveir of Tigul now, he's making the Korban Posel, it should be like the Yisrael never appointed him to be his shlich for Tigul. So how come the Kohen can still make it Tigul? So the Ran speaks out, when he does it, b'mezid, it's not a kasha. Because the person could ask the Dov Hashemi Shaloi, Ayidei Maisa. But when he does it b'shoigeg, he doesn't really mean to do the Aveira. So he's not doing it Ayidei Maisa. So if so, why takim is it osir? So it has to be because it's a shliach to Shemaya. So Mara says, maybe no. Amri Shani Gabi Pigul. Maybe by Pigul it's different. Because maybe it could be really a Kayin is always considered a shliach of the Yisrael. If so, why b'shoigi does he make the korban osam? To Yom HaKro, because the Pasuk says, lo yichoshev loy, mikom okam. It says what? By the law of Pigul, that a kohen is not allowed to have the bad thoughts. If he has these bad thoughts, to eat the korban, or to make the zrik at the wrong time, so he makes the korban posel. So the kids say, there's a law of lo yichoshev. So even though maybe he's the shliach of the Israel, still here it's different. Here's different than we say, Pigul is always Chal. But the Ran comes out, even though our Gemara here is not Poshu the Shiloh, whether a Kohen is a Shliach of Hashem or a Shliach of Yisrael, but we had before, the Gemara in Kedushin is Poshu the Shiloh. And the other Gemara says it's a Svarah. It's a Svarah that the Kahanim are not our Shluchim. They're a Shliach of Hashem. Because a Shliach always means that something that you could do, you can make a Shliach. But something that you cannot do for yourself, you can't appoint a shliach. So how could a Yisrael appoint the Kohen to be his shliach to bring the korban if the Yisrael himself can't bring the korban? It doesn't pass in Svara that a Kohen should be our shliach. It has to be stam etz mitzvah. That's what the Torah says, that Kohanim can bring korbanos, but not because he's our shliach. Yeah. Right. Now, Gufa, before we learn like this, that Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hakel Tzrichin Das, by all korbonis, when the Kohen brings it, it has to be done midas of the Bailam. The Bailam, the Yisrael, has to give his consent. Chutz mi mechusik apora. Excluding in the case of a Mitzorah, or Zovo, or Zovois, where they are to mechusik ipurim, it's not really coming for a kapora, it's only coming to be matter them, tikochim. There, you don't need das. There, the Kohen can bring it for these people, even though they didn't give their consent, without their das. And what's the Yechanan's raya? Sherei oda mevi korban abona via benoisov haktanim. Like since it says zois teres hametz hahazov, which is mashma ben kot and ben godel, or zois teres yeledes, we had before all these rushes, therefore zois teres hazav is ben godel ben kotin. That a korban could be bought for kotin. So the chura kashri is a kotin doesn't have das. So you see, to bring these kabonis, that are only from the Chusik Purim, you do not need das of the Bailam. Ela meyata, the Gemara asks, if so, yovi yodom chates chela v'achaveroi. I'll tell you in a case when your friend did an avera, that he ate chela. So the locher is, when you eat chela b'shoigig, you have to bring a korban chates. So if your friend ate chela, that he has a chiyuv to bring a korban chates, There should be such halacha that you should be allowed to bring the korban for him if you're a kohen, even without his das, without asking him. Why? This is a korban of a kapara. Shekein oda mevi alishtoi shaita, kereb Yehuda. Because just like we had before, that a husband could bring a korban for his wife. If his wife has a chiyuv to bring a korban, the husband could bring it. Even in a case where she's a shaita. If she is a shaita, she has no das. So the chura we see, the husband has a right to bring kabonis for his wife without das, and the husband can bring the chura korban chatas for his wife. So if Yechon holds, whenever you find a korban can be brought without das, like anybody could do it without das. So if so, every korban chatas, a kohen should be able to do it without the das, without the consent of the owner. Allah Mamre Ablaza, Akam Ablaza says not like this. How come we learned Allah Mamre Ablaza that here frish chatas chelif al chaveroi? If somebody is mafresh a korban chatis for his friend, and he didn't ask his friend did not tell him to do it, the loch was liyasa klum. Your korban that you're doing now means nothing. Because that's the loch, you have to have das bailim. If you want to bring a korban chatis for your friend, you have to ask him, like he has to say yes. And if he doesn't tell you to do it, you can't do it. So you see, a regular korban chatis needs das bailim. So kashrus, why? Since a husband can bring for his wife, that's a shaita, a korban chatis, so the churi should say chatis is not nidas. So Gemara says, I'll tell you no. I'll tell you, ishtoi shaita echidami. No, even my husband for his wife that's a shaita, there's no case that he could bring a korban chatis for her. What's the case you want to say if his wife is a shaita, the husband could bring korbanis for her? If when she ate the chalef, she was a shaita, she didn't have a mind. Is lav bas korbani? She's not mechuy the korban. The husband doesn't have to bring it either. If a shaita doesn't have a spot, it's not called an avera. An avera is mechuy the korban is only a bar das that does the bishoygeg. So true, you did a bishoygeg, but there's a tainer on you. You should have known what you're doing. We make you bring a korban. But if a shaita does the avera, they put them in a mitzvah. A shaita doesn't have a chiyah to bring a korban. So where's the case that your wife that was a shaita, she has a chiyah to bring a korban? If when she ate it, she was a shaita, there's a ptur, the husband doesn't have to bring it either. Vidi yachla kishi pikchis, Ella, you want to tell me when she ate the chaylev, when she did the avera, she was normal. That time she had das. Finishtitis, and then 10 minutes later, an hour later, she became a shaita, she lost her das. That's the case that the husband now can bring the korban for his wife. Zumara says no. In such a case, also there's no chiyuv korban. Yomar Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah said over that Omar Rav Avuah said Omar Reb Yechanan, in the name of Reb Yechanan, Ochal chaylef. If a person ate chaylef, he did the avera. He did a chayv krisis. He ate chaylef. Ve'ifrish korban, and then he set aside a korban chatis for the avera that he did. But v'nishtato. Then the owner of the Bailam became a shaita. At this time right now, he can't bring kavanas. For chos the v'nishtafa and the lady became, well, halacha is posel. This korban that he set aside in between is posel for korban. He can't bring this korban for korban. This korban is posel. Why? Hoyu v'nitcha yitcha. Since after he was mafresh the korban, he set aside the korban to be brought. He set aside the korban to be brought, and then he became a shaita. So just like a shaita doesn't have a chiyah to bring a korban, if he does aver at that time, the same thing is like chiyuvim go off at the time. At the time when he's a shaita. A shaita are certain people, it's called itim shaita mitim cholim. Sometimes they're well, and sometimes they lose their minds, they become a shaita. So if you did a chet when you were normal, and you made a korban, and then you became a shaita, so at the time when you're a shaita, there's no chi if you now to bring a korban. Now that you're a shaita, you're a potter from a korban. So it's called, right now the korban is nitche. Right now this korban can't be brought. So even though later you become well again, and again you have a chi to bring a korban, but this korban is no good. That's called hoyva nitche yitche. So you have to bring a different korban. But I call upon him, what do we see here? That if your wife was normal, and then she became a shaita, so there's no chi to bring a korban then. And if the husband brings the korban at the time when she's a shaita, there's no korban. So kitzur is never a case that the husband can bring a korban for his wife when she's a shaita. Say nechnami, it has to be that his wife is normal. It has to be that his wife did the chet, she ate chalef, and that she's normal when the korban is being brought for her. So since she's normal then, you have no proof the husband can bring her without her das. When she's normal, then maybe the husband has to ask her, and she has to give her consent for the korban. But you have no right, could be brought, shleimi daita, without hadas. Elo meyata, the Gemara says, if so, again, yovi yodam pesach achaveroi. A person should be able to bring a korban pesach for his friend, without asking him. Again, according to Rav Yechanan, that if you'll ever find that one person can bring this korban without das, so we see you don't need das, the consent of the owner for Korban Pesach. Says so, one person should be able to bring a Korban Pesach for his friend. Now, where's the one case that you know for sure you don't need das? Because the halacha is, Shekein Odom Mevi Albono V'Albonoisa V'Ktanim. A father has the right to bring a Korban Pesach for his young children, even though they don't have das. So what's the pshat? How could a father bring a Korban Pesach for his son? His son doesn't have das. So here you see, even though you don't need das, for a Korban Pesach also you do not need das. So once we find one case, the Korban can be brought without das, it could be brought without das for anybody. So then the halacha should be that Reuven should be able to bring a Korban Pesach for his friend Shimon. And if so, Alom Omri Ablaza, Why did Rav Loza say not like this? Rav Loza says that if somebody without his friend's consent stand by himself goes, if he's a kohen, he's makar of a korban pesach. For his friend, he did nothing. A korban pesach has to be brought midaitoi. You have to have das, the consent of the owner. It's a question according to Rabbi Yechanan, why? Since you find there's a case that the father could bring a korban pesach for his son, so who you see, you don't need das. So you see, right? So you see, you don't need das. So once you see, you don't need das. All of you don't need das. That's what we had before. By Yazab, it's like that. Since you see by Yazab that's a cotton, you could bring the korban for them. So you see, you do not need the das of the owner. So you're also, if you're going to bring a korban pesach for your son, you see you do not need the das of the owner. So anybody should be able to bring a korban pesach for his friend. This the Gemara says no. Omer Rebbe Zeira, sell the base ovois, love the Eraisa. I'll tell you, that the widash in sell the base ovois, which is mashma, that the whole household has to be part of the korban pesach, that mashma is a chiv upon the father to make sure his son has the korban pesach. I'll tell you, that halach is loved in Midiraisa. Midiraisa, the son has no chiv to bring korban pesach. It's only a drasha with the rabbanon. So therefore, since it's only with the rabbanon, that's why the father could do it without the son's das. Because Midiraisa, the son does need a korban altogether. But maybe in a case where you have a gadol, so he has a chiv to have a korban pesach brought, his chiv, he could only be mekayim if he has das, if he told the kohen to bring it for him. But if somebody brings it for him without his das, that's why it's no good. But that a father could do it for his son is because lav d'iraisa. Like the Ram said, the second big line. Omer Rav Zeira, sell the beisavas lav d'iraisa, li'olam l'chiyai donin, omiyo mipesach le'maslam edik, te sell the beisavas lav d'iraisa, te vina teira ein haktanem tzrichal himnas peseh, midiraisa kotten does not have to be part of the korban pesach. In Bnei Chabura. Eloichlin and Enu, they were allowed to eat from the korban. Apo Pishlin in the wall of, even though they weren't counted upon this korban. The Alpha God, the Pesach Nechalel and Muyev, usually a korban pesach could only be eaten by a person that was appointed, that he was like a shuttif in this korban before the Shechita. But I tell you, Hani, Mili Bruy and Limonis, that's only a godol that's supposed to be included in the korban. Avo Ketanim, but kids, the La Bnei, Hochi, Leslambo, they don't have to be included in the korban when it's b'shas Shechita, therefore they're allowed to eat from the meat even later on. So the kids said, after the father brings a korban pesach for his son, it's only like al chinuch, it's not midiraisa, it's only midirabanan. Aye, it's kachim, it's chul nazara, no. The father makes like a korban shlomim, he makes it like a nedava, just he does it midirabanan for his son. For the mom, Mimai, where's your proof to say that when a father brings a korban pesach for his son, it's only midirabanan, not midiraisa? Midirabanan, we learned like this. Hoy me'el labonif, somebody says to his sons, Hareini Sheikhid as a Pesach. I'm gonna be an Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm gonna shech the Korban Pesach, al mi sheyale mikem rishon Yerushalayim. Whoever gets first to Yerushalayim, because he has like five kids, and he wants to be mezaris them, to make them to get up to Yerushalayim first. So he tells them, whoever gets there first to Yerushalayim, I'll bring the Korban Pesach for you. It says, Allah kivon sheichnes rishon, roishav rubai, as soon as his first son reaches Yerushalayim, his head comes there first, he's Zocha B'chalkoi, he's Zocha in his chelek, like the father's Korban Pesach is brought to him. Or Mezakeh Zocha B'imoi. And once he's Zocha in the Korban Pesach, he could also be Mezakerit for his sons. Now here it's talking about that the father is in Yerushalayim already, and he's shechting it, like Iran says. Omar Labonim, he says to his sons, Harein Yodol Yerushalayim, I'm going to go to Yerushalayim first. And as soon as I get to Eshchet at the Pesach, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach then. But who should it be for? It should be for the first one of you that reach Yerushalayim first. So it says when the first one reaches it, it's good for him, and now the son is mezakarit to the rest of the children. So the question is, how could that be? How could he be mezakarit now after the Shechita for the rest of the sons? A Korban Pesach, you only yaitza, if there was minui, means you had to be appointed, like it had to belong to you, from before the Shechita. Because everybody has to own this Korban Pesach. See, here, the sons, we don't know which son the father did it for. So that alone, the Ran says, the Gemara Gittin says, it could go as Breira. Behold, Yesh Breira. But I call upon him, how could this son be mezakrit to the other sons? See, Yarmut, if you want to tell me, if you want to tell me that the chiv midiraisa, the ketanim, have to be nimna, have to be part of a korban pesach, if so, al bisra koi or mezakalu. How could this son now that zeich in the korban be mezaka, give it over to the other children? There's no b'shas to shchita, they weren't part of this korban. So how does it help for the other sons? Elo. So Elamai, this is a raya that what? That's only midirabonin. That celibate sons is only midirabonin, it's not midiraisa. So therefore midirabonin is just halacha that your kids should eat from the korban pesach. But there's no din minui, they don't have to be appointed by tonit for mishashchita. For the more Elo lo malu diyamalhoin, avuchen. If so, why did the father say this altogether? If they don't really have to have the korban pesach, that there it is, because they lazars of the mitzvahs. He only did it to make them do mitzvahs fast, to be mazars them, to get them used to doing mitzvahs fast. Rashi erigilim lizdaris the mitzvahs, they should be used to doing mitzvahs. And Tani Nam Yochid, we learn about this also, because it says one time the father did this, that he made a deal with his kids, whoever gets up there first will be for the korban pesach. And Maisa Hoya Vikodmu Bonus Labonim. It happened once that his daughters beat the boys. And it says, Venimtsu Bonus Rizois Ubonim Shvalim. It came out that the girls were fast and the boys were slow. So Ran says, the bottom Ran says, the deek is, V'loi Ketoni does not say here that Bonus Zochui. It doesn't say the daughters were Zech on the Kohen Pesach and the boys were not. So Alma we see, Leniskavan El Zaras Bavad. That since the ketanim here, there's no din minu altogether. You don't have to appoint and make your kids part of the korban pesach. So therefore, the only din is they shvit the korban. So that the father said bechlal here, he'll be mezaka the korban pesach to the first one that gets there, and then them mezaka to the other sons. That's only the lazars of the mitzvahs. So only to make them do the mitzvah first. But really, there's no din. The father does not have to be mezaka for a son the korban. As we all celebrate Shabbat, is love the Eraser. So therefore it's good. Therefore regular Korban Pesach, when a Godel brings it, it has a Chiyuv to bring it, it has to only be Midaitoi. Only if he says to do it. But if he doesn't tell you to do it, one person can't do it for his friend. Then the Mishnah says, V'terim es Trumoisev, that in the case where Reuven made a Nissa Neder, that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, all Shimon's Nechosim is also on Reuven. Still, Shimon is allowed to go down and take off Trumas and Maisers for Reuven. Shimon is allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers and vice to give it to the Kohen, and the Mela, Reuven's Peris, will become Mutif Yom Tit.